Do Sam, what a tremendous afternoon for you all. Have you played in many games like that?
Yes, I have a couple of games when I make a lot of assists and my team win. I think in Twente and in Groningen one game we win with 6-7 goals difference.
Yeah, the good news is you got your first Premier League goal this afternoon.
Yes, I'm really happy because of that, because I think last game against QPR home I have a lot of chances and ball don't go in, and then I was a little bit disappointed. But it's not everything about goals and assists, but what I say always, you need to be important for your team. Sometimes this is goals, sometimes assists, sometimes some other things. But I think this was the win of all Southampton, and when we play good like team, it's more easy for us.
It's their biggest ever Premier League win. It's quite an afternoon.
Yes.
When it got to 4 or 5 or 6, did you say to each other, right, let's keep going? Or did you all just individually were just enjoying it and just keep playing?
No, I think we enjoy to play, but also we don't want to stop, and we want to keep the ball, and we want to score more goals and to keep clean sheet. I think this is also strength of good teams, and you never can be relaxed, and we try to push, and in the end we score a lot of goals.
Because even at 2-0, maybe 3-0, we were still saying, you know, Sunderland have played some good football,
yeah.
They kept playing. Second half, obviously they didn't, but the first half was difficult.
Yes, exactly, especially first 15 minutes, when they score on goal, then was after more easy for us. But every game in Premier League, it's really difficult, and you need to be always focused, and can happen something like this, but also can happen that when we have 3-0, that they score 3-1, 3-2, and then it's different match, and because of that, you never can be relaxed.
Now, of course, some people have been away on international duty and had nice days like Graziano and come back and enjoy themselves. You've had a difficult time. How hard was all that with all the political things going on and your football match you had abandoned?
Yeah, it was hard, but okay, we are professionals and we need to be focused on our professional things, and that's it. You need to forget some things, and we're going to see what's going to happen, and I'm happy that I play here with these beautiful fans and everything, the nice club, and I'm really happy to play here.
Yeah, because as a player, I'm just wondering if it's quite a scary situation, and things start kicking off and fans are coming on the pitch. That can't be easy.
Yes, cannot be easy.
Personally.
But I think was big provocation, and I don't like to so much to speak about that, because I don't like to put politic things and sport things together, and in the end I think everything was good how everything was finished, and we stopped a lot of fans to don't come in, and in the end everything was okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't start to try and talk to you about politics, yeah. But I just was worried as a player, as a human, that was a difficult situation for you to have to deal with.
Yes, it's difficult to deal with that, but okay, that's what I say, you know, we are professionals, our head need always to be right, and we need to be focused on our things.
And now just finally, you've got to all make sure that you don't get too carried away, because Stoke are going to come here next Saturday and they're not going to be easy either.
Exactly, every game is difficult in Premier League and can turn quick, you know. That Sunderland scored today first goal would be different match, and because of that we need to be focused all the time, but I think our coaches and everyone, they make us sharp always, and we are never relaxed, and we have a really good group.